Hi, I'm Jashan Singh, and you are welcome to the show. I hope that you had enjoyed that series of episodes on a book, and now I'm going to start a different kind of episode series that I'm sure that you would also enjoy. In this, we would be discussing about the mindsets, about the thoughts of some famous scientists like those are Stephen Hawking, Tesla, Edison, Einstein, and some of them. There are a lot of scientists like them, but I would only discuss 5 to 6 scientists. What we want to extract from that is that what makes them different from an ordinary person. What kind of mindset they have because of which they can achieve such a great achievements, such a great goals, giving us such a great theories. How this all being possible by them? A question would arise here. What's the need for this? Why we will do discuss their thoughts or discuss their mindset? We had our own. The simple answer to this is that we are not taking everything from their mindset. We are just taking that thing which we think we need in our life to make a successful one. We would extract that content from their life, that mindset, that thoughts, which can make our life more accurate in our sense. Their lives would also consist of some ordinary things that our life also experiences, but they also have some extraordinary things that we are unable to experience. So we need to extract those things to get those things that we can apply in our life to make it extraordinary and by which we can serve to the society well. So starting from Stephen Hawking. Stephen Hawking, as you have known, that he was some kind of disabled person who have only access to some parts, or I can say a very few parts of his body. Though he is an idol for the whole community, because he has given us a number of theories that are very much valuable for our things to understand what the universe is and how it all started from. Starting from his first thought, intelligence is the ability to adapt to change. You don't think that this is the definition of intelligence? Nor that what we have seen in our schools, those can be said as that you must store much of the knowledge in your brains so that you can write into the exams and getting a good marks can be said as to be intelligent person. I don't think that that's the definition, but this might be the correct definition of intelligence. That is, it's not to store things in your mind, because computer can do much better than you. But it's to adapt to the changes, to the situations that you are going through. Because computer or any kind of technology can't do that. Except artificial intelligence. A person who is capable of dealing with the situations in which he is going through is the one who is intelligent one. It's his intelligence by which he can overcome all the barriers that he faces while going through his life. Your style of dealing with all the barriers is the one that manipulates the livelihood, and it's the one who decides your future. The same thing I can relate to Einstein's story also. That is, one day he was sitting in a class, and when his history teacher asked for him some dates of some events, he said, "I can't remember that. I can search for it in my textbook whenever I need them. So why do I remember those things?" And I think that this is the truth. There's no need to remember dates, no need to remember events. Even I think that there's no need to remember all those definitions that are written in our science books also. We just need to understand the basic things behind that definition. We need to clear our mind to be used to think more vastly and to explore our inner self. Be more imaginative, because this is the thing we need in today's life. being more inventive, being more creative is what we need today. Because technology is increasing at such a great pace that we need to be innovative. If we wasn't innovative, we would be reasonable, not have the scope to gain in this society. So adapt to what the situation is. So the other quote by Stephen Hawking is, life would be tragic if it were not funny. So as said by some doctors also, that you need to laugh every day. The same thing here. If you want to be more fresh, you need to be happy. You need to be funny. You need to create a good environment around you so that you can get positive vibes to work around. And this is a fact that it affects on your working. If you have a negative vibes or a negative environment, you won't work with that efficiency. But positive things really helps a lot. It can be understood by Stephen Hawking's story, because he was disabled when he was only 22. This was really a horrific situation when a boy who is just having into the age when he will become an independent person is going to depend on everything. And because of happy environment around him, he make it to survive until 76 years. And I was listening to his lectures last night, and he has really great humor. He make his audience, he make his students to laugh in between a lecture. He's really a funny guy. What I reckon is that don't take it too serious. No matter what your situation is, just be normal, just think positive, just be happier every time. You would overcome the situation as fast as possible. If you start thinking negative things about that, you wouldn't be able to overcome that. It would be difficult for you. One thing that I would say is that God never think wrong for you. He would make everything good the way it will be. The other thought given by Stephen Hawking is that not only does God play dice, but he sometimes throws them where they cannot be seen. The same thing comes here. God is unpredictable. So you need to survive as per the situations. You need to mold yourself to the situations, not the situation would mold for you. Along with that, God won't think wrong for you, as I have said before also. So just think positive, just do your work and do what you want to do, and the God would always support you. If you were going onto a wrong path, it would give you some indications about that also. Let's take an example here. Think of any accident that you have met with. You might get some severe injuries from that or mild one. But think that if might it be more dangerous for you, that's what God do. God gives you what you need at that time. Not more than, not low than. God always think the best for you. What your duty is to thank God and thank yourself for everything what you have get till now and what you are going to achieve in future. Just be thankful. There are some things that we can get from Hawking is that we need not to give up, or we need not to quit at any point in our life, just to be satisfactory on our level. There is no need to show off to the society, there is no need to show off to someone, but to show off yourself, that what you had done, what you have given to the society. No need to get any certificate from them. Just go on, just do what you are doing, and always think God is with you. So this was all for today's episode. Next episode, we are going to discuss the thought process of Nikola Tesla and try to understand what made him such an innovative one. So if you like the podcast, please subscribe it or follow it on whatever platform and share it with your friends and family. And please send your reviews that whether you are liking this one or you want any book series again. Keep supporting. Thank you.